Welcome to the first edition of the Braemar School Podcast. This week, we will entertain you with our spooky stories and poems.
Monster Hunter. I didn't think the house was actually haunted until the skeleton guard said, "You're not welcome here. Go suck blood somewhere else, vampire." Then I said, "I'm not a vampire. I'm a human being." The skeleton guard said, "If you're not a vampire, then you're dinner." And then a whole army of skeletons, ghosts, and vampires started running towards me. I'm not a human being. I'm not a skeleton, a vampire, or a ghost. I'm a monster hunter. I know ghosts explode when they touch water. So I took out some water pistols and took out the ghosts with the water pistols. Then I took some swords and sliced up the skeletons. And then I said, "I know vampires don't like light." So I used torches to get them. After I took them out, I went into the haunted house to try to find what I was looking for, which was a map to where the haunted temple, which was where all monsters came from. So I went to see if I could find any hidden trapdoors or attics. And to my surprise, there wasn't any. So I thought, why wouldn't there be? So I looked for a hidden tunnels, and behind the book there was a switch. I flicked it and the roof started coming down on top of me. So I pulled another lamp, which made a hatch open. I jumped in and found the map. After I found the map, I went to the haunted temple and used the same strategies I did earlier: water, swords, and torches. And then I went to the room with the portal and destroyed all the monsters and destroyed the portal crystal. The end, by Robin.
This is the spooky poem by Olivia. A sinister, chilling night gave a girl quite a fright. A ghoulish creature in a lengthy dark cloak seemed to drift at quite a height until an abrupt tap-tap at the door. The ghoulish creature had drifted some more. The girl named Emily hid behind her door, but the tap-tap came some more. As she creeped through the sitting room, she heard an almighty boom. Emily shouted hello, then someone bellowed. Emily opened the door. "No, Emily, open this door. No, I can't take this anymore." Emily shouted this with fear in her voice. "Oh dear, I seem to have given you quite a fright." "What? Who are you?" Emily asked. "It's me, your mommy, silly girl." "Oh," Emily said, "you gave my brain quite a spin. I screamed because I stepped on a pin." "Phew," exclaimed Emily, "I think I'll just turn in."
A poem about a ghost. Goo was dripping from the blue ghost in the haunted house. There were skulls everywhere. Owls were howling. Or it's a werewolf or a ghost. Still walking down the stairs and spotted the ghost. Till the ghost stormed after me, I got away. I got goo on me. I'm changing into a ghost. The end.
The Haunted Halloween. One dark, foggy Halloween night, there were two trick-or-treaters who came to this house that they thought was really decorated good. They went up the wooden stairs while the stairs creaked. One of the trick-or-treaters said, "Sarah," said the trick-or-treater, "I'm scared." "Don't be scared, Lily. It's just a house." "But what if it's not? What if it's a haunted house and a monster inside?" They came up to the creepy old house and rang the bell. "Okay, nobody's answering. Let's go home." "Hey, we are not leaving, okay?" The door opened. A voice cold as ice said, "Come in if you dare." They started to walk in as scared as a turtle so they could watch out to see if there was anybody trying to scare them. I don't think this is a decorated house. This is a haunted house." "Lily, stop it. Nothing is going to happen." Sarah started to say, "Hello?" Nobody answered. They searched the whole house for people, but nobody was there. "How is there nobody in the house if somebody said, 'Come in, if you dare?'" said Lily. "You're right," said Sarah. "I know I'm right. All right, let's go home, Lily." "Lily?" And they were never found nowhere in town.
Ghosts. Glowing ghosts flying across the night sky. Horrid evil ghosts making noises. On October, on an ice cold night, ghosts pounced out of the bushes. Spooky, scary graveyard lit up with lanterns. Terrifying lit up ghosts in the graveyard. Spooky ghosts sleeping.
Stormy Halloween night. Me and my friend Maya went trick-or-treating. We have went to every house in the village but one house that they called the Death House. So Maya and myself weaved in between the jack-o'-lanterns, but the whole house was covered in egg yolk. Then all of a sudden, me and Maya heard a noise coming from the woods behind the Death House. Then Maya confirmed, "Maybe this isn't such a good idea anymore." So I told her, "Maybe you're right. Let's go back to your house. We can have a sleepover." So me and Maya got back safely. It was past midnight, and they heard that exact sound again 2 years later. So you might be wondering, why did we wait 2 years to come back to the Death House? It's because me and Maya wanted to see what will happen now that we haven't been here for 2 years. Okay. Same as 2 years ago. We weaved through the jack-o'-lanterns, but this time we knocked on the cracked door. The door opened wide, but suddenly someone stepped out of the door pulled us in the house, and from that day on, no one went back to the Death House again. The end.
Spooky by Victor. Specific terrifying nights like these send out an icy chill up your spine. Petrified, I understand. Witches with hooked noses and werewolves with claws like medieval spears. Oh my, I see something coming up the path. It has hairy knots and eyes that are like pools of yellow acid with spear-like teeth. Out of nowhere, I appear in a graveyard with a horde of zombies on one side and a horde of withered skeletons on the other. They were having a battle and I was between them. Crammed in this room, which had fog seeping in from the windows and creaking floorboards and old paneled walls. Clucking sound caught my attention. When I turned round, I saw a zombie chicken. Yet, I still don't know why you are still scared about it all. It's just Halloween.
The Graveyard by Madalena. Hello, my name is Michael. And this is the story about how I almost died. So I was going to the park like any normal day, but I decided to go the long way. I have never been the long way though, so I was a little scared. There was nothing but tall trees and a graveyard. I thought nothing of it until I saw a flash of something brown behind me. I was about to run, but there was no way back. The trees had carved in, and I tried to run forward. Then I saw a carved pumpkin. Then I remembered it was Halloween. I stood still, frozen to the spot. bat flew past my head. Something that looked black walked towards me. I tried to run, but there was no way back. I was trapped. It got foggy and he was gone. The trees opened. I ran for my life. I got to the park and there was a house in the park. So I knocked on the door. It slowly creaked open. I was confused. "Hello? Is anyone there?" I asked. No reply. I asked again and again. No, there was no answer. I thought they were ready for Halloween, but then one of the spiders moved. But I'm not scared of spiders, so I went in. On the inside, it looked like my house. Then my mum came and said, Where were you? You've been gone for years. Her voice faded, then I woke up in a box. I could not get out, but then I felt something. A ghost pulled me out of the ground. I was screaming. Then he flew above the houses and he landed at the park. It got darker and darker. I saw a skeleton. I thought it was a decoration, but it started going red and horns came out of it, of its head. There were big wings coming out of its back. It started walking towards me. I ran so fast I didn't even know where I was going. There was blood and bones everywhere. An owl started to follow me, so I stopped to see it, and it started talking. It said, "I can lead you home," and it did. Just as I got home, my mum said, "Where are you?" I just said I was with my friend. Straight after that, we went trick-or-treating. Then the skeleton that had turned into a devil came and killed my mum. I was running while crying. Then he killed me. You're probably wondering how I'm still alive. Well, it was just my school play.
The Spooky House by Ailey. One dark November night, a boy suddenly woke up to hear his dog barking loudly downstairs. He slipped on his slippers and felt around for his dressing gown. He crept downstairs, being careful not to wake his mother and father. When he got downstairs, all he saw was his dog jump barking his head off. Suddenly he heard a little creak. Then all of a sudden a message appeared. It said, "Beware, beware, you will be doomed." The boy was scared out of his wits. The message had appeared like magic. Jump stopped barking and everything was silent again. The boy turned to go back up to bed, for he was tired. But when he tried to go up the stairs, he couldn't because a huge spider web was in the way. Like magic, the spider web disappeared. When he got upstairs, he went to his bed and fell asleep straight away, dreaming. In the morning, he remembered the night's happenings. He could hardly wait until it was bedtime. That night, he woke up about midnight again. He couldn't hear anything, but he could smell the smell of blood. He went out onto the landing and saw a dead bat. In the morning, his mother and father saw the bat, and they went into the boy's bedroom, and then lying on his bed, unable to move, was the boy. "What happened to you?" exclaimed the father. "I've been glued to my bed," replied the boy. "How and why were you glued to your bed?" asked the mother, joining in the conversation. "Some skeletons came and tied me to the door, and then they put some sticky stuff on my bed, and they held me down until the glue started to work." "Well, we need to unglue you," said the father. But the glue was strong, and the boy thought he would be stuck to the bed for the rest of his life. But suddenly the glue melted because of the heat of the boy's body temperature. After about half an hour, the boy was free, to the great relief of his parents.
A Spooky Story by Kathy.
Once a spooky Halloween dark night in a cold, damp, horrifying orphanage lived 1,000 children. Some were kind, some were mean. The mean ones are called Alexander, Eve, Skullhead, Deadly Dave, and the worst of them all, two twins called Beef and Bert. For short, the Killing Zone. Now, the kind ones were called Beau, Nicole, Mary, Jolly Joe, Happy Harry. Jolly Joe, Happy Harry, Beau, Nicole, and Mary were going trick-or-treating. They were keeping it a secret so that the mean care workers wouldn't find out. By now, it was 9 o'clock at night. Tomorrow is Halloween, said Nicole. So we're going trick-or-treating, said Beau. Yes. Okay, Mary? Mary? Snore. Mary was just snoring. Anyways, night Nicole, night Beau. Nicole was woken up in the middle of the night. Snore. What is that snore noise? It was just Mary snoring. But there was another noise coming from downstairs. Nicole said to herself. She walked across the creaky floorboards. Ha ha ha, Nicole ran upstairs and it turned out it was just the care worker laughing. The next night, it was Halloween. Nicole, Beau, Mary, Jolly Joe, Happy Harry were going trick-or-treating. They'd done all the houses in the village, except one. The name of that old crooked house was Horror House. They pressed on the doorbell in horror. They all turned around.
Harry, said Nicole.
Suddenly, everything turned silent until they heard footsteps upstairs. They were all in horror. The footsteps got louder and louder until they stopped. All the friends started walking a bit more. They came across the kitchen. They all went in the kitchen in absolute horror. Suddenly, they heard a loud footsteps coming downstairs. A man appeared wearing a blood mask. The man said, I will kill you if you don't get out of my house. He started chasing them down the corridor. Most of them got out in time, except Happy Harry, the end.
The Abandoned House by Abigail. I never believed in ghosts until that frightful night when my friends dared me to go in the old abandoned house. The house has been around since Queen Victoria ruled. It belonged to a nice family, George, Elizabeth, and their daughter, Rosie. Every night, Elizabeth would sing to Rosie to help her sleep, until that night of Halloween 1873, when the family disappeared. Some people say on Halloween night you could still hear her singing to Rosie. Now the house is old and overgrown. I should know because I live right next to it. It was Halloween 1975. Me and my friends, Olivia and Cassie, were trick-or-treating. We visited every house in the village except one, my neighbor, Rose Cottage. When my friends saw me shiver when I passed it, they stopped and said, you're scared of the house, aren't you? No, I'm not, I said. My mom said I didn't have to be home by 6. It's only 5, so Olivia and Cassie said, we dare you to go in the house. I had to go in because we sweared that a dare is something we had to do. So I opened the rusty gate and headed toward the door. Went in and took my torch out, but it was out of battery. I took a few trembling steps. The door slammed shut behind me. I was staring at complete darkness, only a sliver of moonlight to guide me. I opened a door to what looked like a room. I walked in and saw a cot that was rocking by itself. I heard voices in my head. I rushed out of the room trying to find the front door. After 5 minutes, I reached the door but couldn't open it. It felt like I couldn't breathe. It looked like the room was getting smaller and smaller. With one final tug, the door swung open, and I ran down the path, locked the gate, and I told Olivia and Cassie everything. I told my parents, too. They didn't believe me, of course. That's why every Halloween, I stare out my window, staring at the house, wondering if anyone would go in. The end. Or is it?
One night, a cold breeze came into my room, but I ignored it. But then lightning struck, and a ghost appeared in my room and said, keep a close eye on Lola. and then he disappeared. I was confused. I went to see Lola. I didn't see her, so I went back to sleep. The next day, I went downstairs and I found my dog dead on the stairs. The stairs suddenly broke. I fell in a massive cobweb and a massive spider came, but luckily, it was a dream. I woke up and we were going hiking. I love hiking, so I went and took my dog Lola. After an hour or so, I found I was lost in the woods. It was dark and misty, but soon I found out I was not in the woods. I was in an old misty graveyard. I saw that the oldest grave was open. I saw Lola. I was so happy, but in 2 seconds I was crying. Lola got grabbed by some sort of monster. I turned around and saw the grave that was open said, "You're next." But then I saw the monster again, and I asked, "What did you do with my dog?" The monster said, "Well, you'll find out." Took me. We ran out the graveyard and I shouted, "Let me go." He didn't listen. But it was too late. He said, "Are you a human?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I've got dinner." I started to panic when I saw a large, dark, misty claw grab the dark railing of the old abandoned house. I didn't know what it was and what was coming for me. Back at home, Mom and Dad were getting worried about me. But what they didn't know is that I might never be coming home. Back with me, they already are planning to eat me. When I thought it was the end, I saw green slime. I said, "Hey, look." Then I slipped away. The floor was so old, it was covered with thick layers of dust. I grabbed one of the broomsticks. It flew out, but it was covered with dust. After I got rid of the dust, the broom said, "This was the first ever broom made." I started heading home. I grabbed Lola from her cage, and I started heading home. The cold air went through my hair. I was so glad to be heading home. I finally came home, and my mom and dad were so happy to see me. The end, or maybe not.
House.
He fell.
His house was